The Empath's Prayer. Do you sense and feel the pain of others? Many empaths and healers believe that they need to use their personal energy to heal and help others. But this is actually a mistake which can lead to burnout. When I started out as a healer 20 or more years ago, I noticed at first that I felt extremely tired between clients. And after a busy week, I felt completely exhausted and weepy. After a while, I realized that I couldn't go on like this. I loved my healing work, but I dreaded the fatigue and emotional overwhelm that came with it. I meditated and asked my angels for help. What I learned from them changed everything. The words that came through were, "Your life force energy is yours and yours alone. It is not meant for anyone else. Give from the source energy, not your own energy. Do not take on the pain of others. Allow us to transmute it." In that moment, I realized I was misusing my energy. Even though I was trained and channeling the angels' healing and messages, I was giving away a lot of my own personal energy to my clients. Sessions went too long. I over-delivered and undercharged. To make things worse, I was absorbing all of the pain and the emotions that my clients released into my own energy and body. I wasn't properly protecting myself, and I believed deep down that it was my responsibility to take this energy. They would walk away feeling wonderful, and I felt like a deflated balloon. This was a lifelong habit. I'd always given away my energy and taken on other people's pain in an effort to help and heal them. I believe that many empaths do this automatically, especially if they work in healing and caring careers. This can be a trauma response created in childhood where you have learned to take responsibility for how everyone else feels. You try to absorb the pain energy that you pick up on and help everyone to get back to feeling happy. I had to learn proper energy protection skills, otherwise I would burn out. It was then that I learned that all energy used for giving of any kind must come from the source and not from our own personal energy. Connecting to source is a little like plugging your laptop into the charger to use the mains energy instead of your battery. Source energy is infinite. Your personal energy is not. To connect to source, the God, the universe, the divine, whatever your word for it is, visualize a massive lake of infinite light energy. Then see a beam of this light streaming down from above your head from source, surrounding you and your aura and filling your energy from head to toe. See this divine energy constantly replenishing you and flowing through you to others whenever you're giving healing, advice, or other services to people. That means the energy draws from the source, not from your energy. This source energy is the source of all of your good. If you deplete your own energy, you actually cut off from this source and you start to experience scarcity in all areas of your life. If you tend to take on the pain and emotions of others, this means that deep down you believe it's your job to absorb it. This is not healing. It just means that you are carrying the responsibilities, the burdens and pains yourself. It's not your job to carry the unhealed energy of anyone. Instead of taking on the pain energy of others, you can set the intention to give anything that they're ready to release to the angels and the divine source for transmutation. When I work, I visualize my clients' pain leaving their bodies in clouds and being gathered by the angels and taken out of the room. Transmutation happens when this very high frequency divine energy dissolves the low energy forever. These simple adjustments transformed my life and my work. I was no longer absorbing the pain energy of other people into my body because I realized this was pointless and counterproductive. My psychic abilities and healing work, my vitality, my business, even my income, all improved in a short amount of time when I started to say the empath's prayer. I've taught this method successfully to hundreds of empaths, healers, psychics, and therapists in my courses and programs. And now it's your turn. You can try it now. It doesn't matter if you're a professional healer or not, whether you're just listening to a friend who is in need or scrolling on social media, this prayer and method works to preserve your personal energy and protects you against absorbing all of the fear and negativity in the world. Try this simple empath protection prayer every day and you'll soon notice the difference. This is the empath prayer. Dear Divine Spirit and my angels, may all the energy I give today come from the divine source and not from my own energy. And may all the pain energy that is released today in my presence be returned to source for transmutation and not remain in my energy. Amen. You can see how this prayer radically shifts you away from giving all of your energy and absorbing the pain that you come into contact with. You can follow up this prayer with a simple visualization. Just see the light coming down from source, surrounding you and filling you. You can download the Protect, Clear and Ground Your Energy meditation from my store, which will also help you and help to protect and clear your energy daily. Are you super sensitive and empathic? Let me know in the comments, and I'd love to know how you feel after saying this prayer for a few days. I teach more energy protection for empath techniques in my monthly Archangel Attunements. In fact, I created these monthly events partly because I want to help sensitive and empathic people to regularly cleanse and protect their energy. We do a very deep, intensive clearing, healing, and protection of your energy every month. You can also find this prayer and more supportive information to protect your energy in my book, Loving Your Sensitive Self, A Guide to Managing and Protecting Your Energy. Thanks so much for listening. I hope that you'll join me at one of my upcoming attunements or check out the rest of this blog section for more information about how to look after your energy and connect with the angels.